Well, we've got a number of things, Bob. Primarily, everything that I have has to do with the animal, whether it's getting the feed put up or feeding the feed or handling the manure that comes out of the animal. So that's really my specialty, is any of the dairy animals or the beef animals.
Talk a bit about the round bale ring here. This is quite unique.
Well, we've got a bale feeder that I started handling about 4 years ago, and the reason that what's really appropriate right now is because, of course, the price of hay has gone up quite a bit, and as such, we have a feeder that will save, and believe it or not, we're saying it up to 60% of the feed, avoiding the waste, and it's simply a design. And the key to this design is that we're working with the cow instead of trying to force her to do what we want.
And this is kind of a funnel shape on top of the round ring.
Well, the feeder is designed with the very top as an 8-foot diameter ring. Then the inset is a 7.5-foot, and then the very bottom, which also has a steel plate around it, is at 9-foot. So even if some of the feed does fall down, it still falls inside the feeder and the cow will still eat it.
And you have three different styles here. Talk a bit about the differences here.
Well, we started out, of course, trying to put one of each, and when you get the room at these shows that's expensive as it is here, well, you have to innovate a little bit. So what we've done is take the feeder comes in three sections. So what we did is take a section of each of the various feeders and put it into one feeder here. So we've got the black, and we've got the red, and we've got the beige. But the black one is the standard steel feeder that we've had for many years, from the beginning. And then people are always concerned about rust, so we have another model that's made with a Galvalume product that has the galvanized all the way through it. And that gives it an even longer life. When the paint rubs off, it's still not going to rust. And then we have another unique feeder, because here in Wisconsin we have a number of people that handle the Longhorn cattle and the Highlander cattle, and those are required to keep horns on, so we developed a feeder that they can utilize as well.
Now, any difference, quite a variance in price-wise from one to the other? Obviously, some are going to be higher priced.
Well, the basic unit now is selling for $595, and then the unit that we have for the Longhorn is made the same material, but a little special deal, and of course not quite as mass produced, so that runs at $615. And then the Galvalume model, which also carries a 5-year warranty against cattle breaking up and rust out, is $655.
The big feature here though is feed savings.
That's absolutely so important, not to waste that feed, because we got a shortage this year, and even if you've got enough, there's a market out there that you can make some extra money with if you save that feed and have it fed properly.
Which, I guess, switching gears a little bit here, you've been actively involved in the Wisconsin cattlemen for a long time. What are you seeing out there? How are the producers faring in through this year?
Well, we think that the cattlemen are doing okay. We just finished up the World Beef Expo in Milwaukee last week in September, and we were up in numbers. We had over 900 head there. And we had just a pretty optimistic group of people. I think there were 19 breeds, and representing about a dozen different states in the USA.
What are you hearing from the central states people, the people that really got hit by the drought this year?
Well, of course, if you want to talk about the ones that got hit the worst, they're right down along the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Talked to a fellow that's been a cattleman down there for a long time. He said he started feeding cattle in July. He doesn't have a bit of hay of his own. He's having to go to auctions and buy it. He said, however, his corn crop was a little better than he thought it would be. So he's chopped all of that and feels that he's got to figure out how to add some protein to it so that he can get that nutrition level up. But he said, it's tempting to just dump the cattle, but he said, I'm a cattleman. I don't want to do that. I'm going to see if I can't make it through.
Given what you talked to at World Beef Expo, we've anticipated a reduction in cattle numbers, substantial reduction. Do you think that will come to fruition?
Well, I think probably nationwide we will see another reduction. We have to remember that Texas, Oklahoma, some of those big cattle areas have had big reduction in numbers as far as their cow herds. And normally, if the rain was coming, they'd be reloading. They haven't started doing that, so that means that we're going to be down in numbers as far as feeders this year. But as far as Wisconsin goes and the upper Midwest here, I think most of these people are still going to hang tough. We'll see.
They don't give up easily, do they?
No, there's just something about this farm mentality here in Wisconsin that we're going to see it to the bitter end.
Now, if people would like more information on Neptune Enterprises.
Well, we'd be real happy to do that. Like I said earlier, we're involved with anything that has to do with the cow. We've got brush oilers, we've got hoof trimming chutes, other cattle handling equipment. One of the things that we're featuring this year is a scale that has the electronic ID hooked up to it. It's much more reasonable than it used to be, so we got a sign here that says you can't manage what you can't measure, and so I think that's important.
And a phone number?
608-585-4808 or our 800 number, 800-272-7547.